Welcome to another episode of Grape Expectations with myself, Andrew, from Vintage 82. Today we're going to discuss quality in wine. What is quality and how do we define quality in wine? The first thing that really needs to get out of the way is the difference between quality and personal taste. When it comes to personal taste, de gustibus non disputandum est. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can tell you what you like and what you don't like. If you like a 50 cent euro wine, that's fine. But that does not necessarily mean it is a quality wine. Because defining a quality wine, one needs a set of criteria to define quality wine. There are lots of international critics who give or reward a point system to wine as a set of criteria to define quality. Over here today, we've got Runrig. It's a 2018 vintage. It's from Torbrek Vintners from Barossa Valley in Australia. And I've chosen this wine because it's been awarded 100 points in the past, which means it's been awarded the perfect wine according to the wine critics from Wine Advocate. This particular vintage was rated 99 out of 100, which means near perfection. But what do people like the Wine Advocate actually do? How do they assess a wine such as this to be 99 out of 100 points? These set of criteria, which may differ or may be a slightly different between one wine critic and another, usually fall between six criteria. One being balance, length, intensity of the wine, complexity in the wine, the clarity of the fruit and the flavors in the wine, and the ageability of the wine. These six criteria all together give or reward the points to give it this quality seal. When we speak, if we take them one by one, so immediately we get the balance. It's in your mouth. The balance is perfect. And what we mean by balance is, though this has been aged in oak, and you do get the oak, but it's not overpowering. The fruit is there. You immediately get blackberry. You get blueberry. You get a little bit of bramble, a little bit of dried fruit, a slight creaminess to it. But the oak is still there. The tannins are there. Nothing is overpowering. They're all in perfect sync, in perfect harmony. It's like the wine is dancing in your mouth. It is a little bit difficult to explain, I must admit, but it's the balance is there. There's only one way of describing it as balance. Everything is in perfect harmony. If we had to maybe be a little bit more technical, the tannins are not overpowered by the sweetness. The acidity is there to keep it fresh. The fruit and the oak are in sync. There isn't too much fruit or too much oak. What happens is, for example, particularly with Bordeaux back in the 80s and 90s, is that when the wines are released, they are not in perfect balance. But that is why we are told to drink certain wines after 5, 10, 15 years of aging, because that is when the wine becomes perfectly balanced. And a quality wine would reach that stage of perfect balance. Then there's the length. So I'm still tasting the wine. It's been a couple of seconds and I'm still getting the blackberry. I'm still getting the blueberry, a little bit of cream. And that shows absolute quality. There are times when you drink wine, you taste it, it can still be fine. But 1 second later, the taste has gone, the flavors have gone. That is a definition of lack of quality of wine. Then there's intensity, the power of this wine, the intense fruit that comes out immediately from the glass is already a sign of quality. So a diluted wine would obviously not be a quality wine. Then there's complexity and clarity. Before we spoke about balance, when we say complexity and clarity now, it is that each of the flavors are clear in one's mind. They're clearly defined. They are precise. It's a little bit. It's a bit like my specs. If I take off my specs and I try and read something, I can make out, I can decipher a little bit of the words, but everything is slightly blurred. Once you put on your specs, everything becomes clear. And this is what we're trying to say with wine. The fruit flavors are clear, and you know exactly what the fruit flavors are. Sometimes we'd say this is cooked apple or green apple. Or for example, this has a slightly dried flavor. So it's not just blackberry, it's dried blackberry. And it's a very precise, clean flavor. That is what we mean by clarity. What do we mean by complexity now? Complexity is the different flavors that start emerging from the wine. And this brings me to one of my pet hates. It's very difficult, or I hardly ever see or realize somebody drinking wine and then all of a sudden mentioning 10, 20 different flavors in a wine. A quality wine unveils the flavors slowly, slowly. With every sip, a new flavor starts emerging. So these are layers of flavors, layers that keep changing. And that is what quality is all about. It makes me want to go back to the wine. There's a certain savory to it. This particular wine has a certain savory note. It makes me want to go back to it. Exactly. So I still get the blackberry, I still get the blueberry, but now there are different flavors kind of, so I'm getting maybe a little bit of coffee, a certain spiciness coming out that I didn't get before. So the flavors are changing, and that is what makes wine extremely fun. So I think the last criteria, and maybe this is a little bit difficult, and that's ageability. So I'm not really a fan of putting ageability as an important criteria in the definition of quality wine. Reason being that there are a lot of quality wines that should not be aged. And I think it's a little bit silly to say that a quality wine has to be based on its ageability. But a quality wine such as this, where they say, listen, this can be aged, and we do realize that the aging potential is huge, then yes, it is a certain, it is within the criteria of awarding top points to a wine like this. So a wine like this can definitely age another 10, 15, even 20 years. The acidity is there, the freshness is there, the tannins are there. Definitely. Even just the smell in the glass. This is where the complexity comes out. Unbelievable. Really, 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 really nice. This is awesome. This definitely is a quality wine. Who am I to dispute? Why an advocate for giving this 99 out of 100? I hope you enjoyed this. I'm going to carry on drinking my Runrig 2018. See you next time.